This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From Savage Truth 603 on YouTube.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And we're going to continue with more of your calls and your thoughts. Also, you can join us on our chat server. We've got a Matrix chat server. That means it is not affected by big tech, Twitter, Facebook. Those guys have no influence over our chat server. We're in control of that.
Cancel this, MFers.
It's so open, you can actually just go and create your own chat room, and you don't even have to tell us about it. Like, it can be a completely private room. We don't even know it exists.
You can actually taste the freedom, too.
It's pretty cool, and it is free. It is free.
Tasty, my favorite flavor.
Check it out over at chat.freetalklive.com as we kick off this third hour here on the live Saturday show. Coming up, 62% say unvaccinated people shouldn't be able to fly in airplanes. That's the next step of all this insanity, guys. Yeah, they may be rolling back the mask mandates in some states, but they also have a plan afoot to mandate these vaccine passports if you want to actually go somewhere or do something. They're going to create, it looks this way, it looks like they're going to create two classes of people, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
Is it the Reuters poll?
I don't know.
It just happened.
It is a Reuters poll.
Okay, all right. I had
got that one too?
Marked for show prep. And the thing that bothers me about this and every other article I read that's like this is that none of them ever address people who have gotten COVID and recovered.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for any of those people
to get a vaccine.
To get a vaccine, much less two. So how are they going to account for that
Captain, micro
tyranny that they're trying to build?
Oh, well, you see, there's all these other variants, Captain. So, you know, you got to get a vaccine for all the other variants. So, you need to get more than one vaccine. In fact, if you want to be a vaccine passport person, you're going to have to come in for a vaccine every 3 months because we got to make sure that you...
I think weekly is probably good, you know? Let's go right for it.
Who knows how crazy this is going to get?
Make me pull this show over.
We can talk more about it. Let's go first. So to Morgan, he's in South Carolina. It's a little loud there. Morgan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, you're on
here. Full disclosure, I didn't know that Harry was on hold because I've been calling for over an hour. And I'll say this. I'm changing my vein of what I was going to say, but Harry is the best city councilman that we've had in the last 20 years.
You're referring to Charleston, South Carolina. The city councilor actually called into the show at the end of the last hour, just in case somebody's just tuning in. And he says he's a small government guy. Go ahead, Morgan.
Okay. The man's straight up. They want him out. You know why? Because he tells the truth. Mm. And they can't stand that. They're doing everything they can to get rid of him. But you know what? He stands tall. He's not quitting. He's not going to quit. He's going to strive on. But it's limited to me because I don't want people to think that, oh, I'm one of his supporters. Well, yeah, I'm one of his supporters, but I did not know that he was calling in and on hold.
Okay.
But Harry is, like I said, I know his dad, his granddad. I work. Well, not now, I'm retired, but I work for the company that his dad was in charge of.
Since you seem to know him, the allegations are that he is a racist. That's what the political opponent...
LRN.FM.
Oh, thank you for trying. I understand that you probably were making an accidental BS there, but we had to let you go.
Yeah, you can say BS, but you can't say the actual wording.
But for our listeners who were listening at home there and you heard the dump sound effect, he said that's BS, and he was referring to the question about people alleging that the city councilor was a racist. So And, you know, that seems to be what they just love to drag out, even though it may have absolutely no bearing on reality, because a lot of times they can just say a thing and make it stick somewhat, even though there's no evidence whatsoever for it.
And it has completely stripped the word of its meaning. Like, who hears the word racist and actually thinks that somebody is actually racist these days?
Well, if I don't see any evidence for it, I'm not going to believe it.
Right.
You know, people can say whatever they want to say. So 603-283-6160 is the number here. 62% of Americans think that unvaccinated people shouldn't be allowed to travel on airplanes. The Reuters poll found also that 55% of Americans think unvaccinated people shouldn't be able to work out in public gyms, go to a movie theater, or go to a concert.
This sounds propagandized to me.
Classism, man. Classism. I mean, this is the basis of many science fiction novels. Mm-hmm. Where, certain people are over here because they won't behave in certain ways, and everybody else is over here because, well, we're the real people. And so now you create two different societies entirely.
I just want to say that I predicted this over a year ago, and I actually made a video about it, and I think that it's going to go a lot deeper than people even realize because they've
talked. So what did you predict?
Vaccine passports, mm-hmm. social credit scores, facial recognition tracking, everything being tied to your bank accounts and your phone numbers. So basically they have it's only a matter of time before they have complete and total control over every aspect of your life. Oh, you don't want to get a vaccine? Well, we're just going to shut your bank account off and good luck getting food because now we don't use cash anymore
right.
because of this quote-unquote coin shortage.
Well, in Nashua, speaking of getting food, in Nashua, New Hampshire, the mask mandate is so strict they've actually told businesses they're not allowed to serve unmasked people, period.
Can you imagine? Don't feed people.
Yeah. Oh, segregation abolished.
And then brought back.
Under different terms.
Yeah, history is repeating. And it's very, very disturbing. This is going on, and people are applauding it. And I think it will result in, and I hope it results in a schism of society. I hope it results in these cowardly mask people moving into coward zones, and then the people who aren't afraid of actually living and understand that that does involve risk. That's what makes life interesting. those people can stay away from each other. We obviously cannot get along. I mean, we had people threatening us today, threatening our friends in the aisles of a grocery store for simply going shopping, threatening them with violence. Some guy said, didn't he say you should die or something?
Yeah, he hoped that I died. Like, he's wearing two masks to prevent other people from dying, but he hopes
supposedly,
that I die.
Yeah, because you're stupid, he told me, or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. 603-283-6160 is the number here. As of Friday, 18% of Americans received at least the first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and Biden has said that all adults will be able to receive the vaccine by May. The CDC announced last week it was not changing its travel recommendations for both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. The CDC still recommends that Americans shouldn't travel at all, apparently. The airline industry, in response, stressed its efforts to prevent coronavirus transmission aboard aircraft and its confidence that its approach is safe. Blah-bitty blah.
Brave New World is the specific science fiction I was thinking of. Aldous Huxley.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
It's the, you know, sort of division of societies, mm-hmm. right? In one
class
society,
system.
Yeah, it's more than a class system. In one society, it's everybody's all happy and, you know, they share everything. It's a very socialist thing. And then one guy comes along and challenges it, but he's from the outside, right? He lives in this other place where everybody's sort of a normal, natural-born person. They don't have, you know, access to all the technologies that the mm-hmm. folks living inside have and that kind of a thing. But the story has been done in many different ways. I just remembered that one because they did a television series.
I heard it was really good. Is that you that told me that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was top-notch.
Hmm. Brave New World. Who did it? What was the series? Network. Was it Netflix? Or
no, it was Peacock.
Oh, NBC.
Yeah, it was their sort of kickoff of their version of pay-for-streaming content.
Did you pay for it?
I did not.
Attaboy.
All right, so the phones are open here. Whether you want to weigh in on this Reuters poll, what do you think about unvaccinated people? And is there going to be like a dirty name, like Japs? You know, are they going to have a name for us?
The dirty people.
The dirties, yeah. They're going to call us the dirties. Even though we're the ones who are way more clean in that the people who are wearing the masks are constantly touching them. Every time. You can watch this video from the grocery store today. Every single one of these mask people constantly touching their face, which of course means they're contacting all that yuck and then touching everything else. And more coming up.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
AnyPay believes that Bitcoin is meant to improve your life, make it easier to do business, connect you with more people in the world, and under a penny every time. That's kind of why we laugh at BTC. It used to be free the market, free the world. Now it's just hodl and have fun staying poor. That's not what the world needs. We need honest money that works for everyone. If you care, join us at AnyPayX.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 303-283-6160 or call in through our Matrix chat server. Go to chat.freetalklive.com for the instructions on how to do that. With you in the studio, you've got Ian.
I'm Skyler from Savage Truth 603 on YouTube.
And I'm the captain.
You can bring up what you want. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And, Captain, on the way here, you had a U.S. health warning regarding COVID since we've been all COVID all night here with an excellent protest that happened today in Keene, New Hampshire. That video partially is available over on the Breaking the Flaw YouTube channel. You can check him out. Also, check out Savage Truth 603 because you posted video of the you guys confronting the governor.
Yes, sir.
Here in New Hampshire, which was pretty epic.
A little ambush journalism, you know what I'm saying?
I love that kind of stuff. So thank you for your service on that one. We'll get to your story, Captain, but first to your phone calls and thoughts here. Jenny's up first, calling from Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, so about 50 of us now in our group, we've been doing a bunch of mask flash mobs in stores. We meet every other week, like Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And like 2 weeks ago, we get into a strip mall, and we did Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, Petco, and Sprouts all in one. You know, we walk from one store to the next because they're all in a line, and we walk with our huge signs, and we walk in the stores, and we make a big circle. And what we've seen that works is we have a girl that leads with a bullhorn, and she says, "Hey, Vegas, we love you. We want to protect you. We want to help businesses. We love you. Your masks are making you sick," and we hand out little flyers to everybody about why masks are making you sick.
So you're going into stores with a bullhorn?
Well, it's a small bullhorn, yeah, because these are big stores, you know, like a Best Buy, so they hear us.
You got balls, Jenny.
Yeah, and then she just leads the rest of us around, and, you know, we were definitely, somebody told us they hoped we died. They hoped we caught COVID and died. One time at one of the grocery stores, they said, "We're calling the cops." They follow us, and they say, "You're disgusting." And by the time we got out of the store, the cops were there, but they're like, we're for you. We're not going to do anything, really? But you are trespassing, so we need you to leave.
Okay, but, so you know, do you guys actually buy anything? Do you actually buy anything in the stores, or are you just going into Bullhorn and hand out flyers?
No, we don't have time. They won't let us. We just make a circle, and we pass out these flyers to everybody in the store. But I'll tell you, people will be there with their little kids in masks. And they'll be, "Don't come near me. Ooh, don't come near me," you know. And we're just like, we care about you. We care about your health, Las Vegas.
Stuff rubs me the wrong way, personally. I mean, you know, obviously you guys can do what you want. You're not hurting anybody. But, you know, it's somebody else's business. And I as a protester, right, like I don't feel right going into somebody else's place of business and turning it into a protest zone. Like, what I've seen happening mostly here in New Hampshire, I've been pretty supportive of, which is people just going in to go shopping, but going in as a group and then letting the store make the scene. If there's going to, like, you know, you would have just gone in and bought something, walked out, and if nobody had said any, you know, if nobody had said boo to you, it wouldn't have been noteworthy, right? There would have been no interesting video footage today.
We do that, too, in smaller groups, but we tried that in Trader Joe's. I don't know if you know them, but they're horrible.
I've heard.
They actually lock their doors and lock their customers inside.
Wow.
That's got to be illegal.
That sounds like kidnapping.
Yeah, it is. And we met some people who came out, and they said, "Oh, my God, they locked us in." I go, "I wish they would have locked me in, because that's totally illegal."
Yeah. Wow. And how long did they lock their doors? I mean, how long do they keep people there? What was the point?
I don't know. It was like a half an hour while we were standing there, handing out signs out of their front door, you know, to people. And then we just finally left and said, "We're going to go somewhere else." Mm-hmm. But last week next weekend we're going to march the Las Vegas Strip. There's going to be a huge amount, and so we don't always go into stores.
What's Vegas like right now? I remember reading stories about it last year that it was completely dead, you know, early on in the whole COVID lockdown. The streets were empty. What are you seeing as far as tourism? Is anything coming back at all? What's going on the Strip?
Yeah, I've driven down the Strip, which you never can during the normal times.
Mm-hmm.
It takes too long in your car, but people are out there with their masks, but I don't go anywhere. I'm not going anywhere that requires a mask. So,
good on you.
I have driven around. It's horrible here. It's really bad.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that, like, I go to my local grocery store and they let me shop, because they know me or something, mm-hmm. and I'm the only one without a mask.
Man,
and
that is a terrible feeling.
Screamed at me, you know. And people will talk to me, and I said, you've got to be, it takes guts to walk into a store without a mask, but you got to do it.
Yeah, absolutely, and I wish more people had those guts. Jenny, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And, you know, I can't blame people for responding in that way. They feel like, you know, life has been pulled out from underneath them, and they're responding in whatever way they feel like they can. You know, if it were me and I wanted to do an outreach to people in a store, I wouldn't go in with a bullhorn. I would stand outside. And you can, and they'll kick you off the property because, you know, it's private property. And, you know, I don't want a bum standing outside my store, you know, harassing my customers coming in. And I certainly don't want somebody who hasn't paid me, you know, to hand something out to somebody. So usually, you know, you do have to ask permission for those sorts of things. But you could stand outside of the store and then get everybody coming in and going. You'd probably actually be more efficient that way rather than just walking in and trying
That's
to,
good advice
to hit people up
from
the store.
You particularly, you have a ton of experience at doing this kind of thing, so it's really good advice for them. I get the feeling that maybe they haven't done protesting before, or
yeah,
this is, you know, a new thing to them, and so they're just like, well, where are people? Because that's where we need to go.
That's true, and where do you find people now? That's right. a great point. I
mean, Telegram.
It's like I said before, but like in real life, you know, like I said before, I'll go wherever the people are. If it's a Black Lives Matter event, if it's a Trump rally or whatever, wherever there's people, that's where I want to be. And so, yeah, grocery store is a place where there are a lot of people. So I don't blame people for taking this tack, but just try to think of how you would feel if you were just trying to go and get some groceries, and then there's this group of people that comes in with a megaphone to, you know, blast you with whatever the message is. Are you really going to be receptive to that message?
It's kind of like screaming in somebody's face, in my opinion. Like, if you want to get your opinion across, the worst way to do that is to scream it in somebody's face. Because
yeah,
it turns people
work.
Off, right?
It's
they don't want to listen.
Work.
Ian's protesting pro tips here on Free Talk Live.
It's just a suggestion, you know? I mean,
featuring Derek J. in Fashion Tips.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, by no means am I the right guy for every protest or whatever. And I've not been in every situation, but I've done a lot of things. And I don't like intervening in people's lives, because I don't think that, you know, whether it's getting in their face or it's just stopping them from doing the thing they wanted to do. I remember when Footloose, who was one of the guys that was there today, and he's a great activist, does a lot of, he's a great organizer. He actually was suggesting that we do this thing in Keene where you would snake a protest across Main Street over and over again in the crosswalks, and have the snake of people be long enough to where you've just stopped traffic. So even though you're still moving, you're not standing in the road, you're moving constantly, but you're essentially blocking the traffic. I'm like, dude, I wouldn't participate in that because you're blocking traffic.
It makes people mad.
It's going to make people mad. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to read your sign, and if they do, they're going to hate you. So, you know, do something that's more creative, something that's going to get their attention, maybe make them laugh, you know, or at the very least, just get their attention without angering them. And just being a protester generally angers people, so it's not an easy thing to do.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Stimulus money is on its way, according to the Treasury Department. Americans could begin seeing their payments from the latest COVID relief bill hit their bank account as early as this weekend. The Internal Revenue Service says that people can begin to check on the status of their payments starting on Monday at their website. The first round of payments will be sent out via direct deposit, with paper checks and debit cards being mailed out later this month. And Italy is set to begin a new round of lockdowns a year after the coronavirus first hit the nation. The government says it's trying to contain a new surge in cases fueled by new, more contagious variants. On Saturday, the country recorded more than 26,000 new coronavirus cases. In half of Italy's 20 regions, new restrictions begin on Monday, with non-essential shops closed and people allowed to leave their homes only for work or health reasons. The entire country will go under those restrictions over the Easter weekend. This is USA Radio News. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced Saturday that FEMA will begin to assist with housing the influx of unaccompanied minors at the southern border. In a statement, Mayorkas said that a border patrol facility is no place for a child and that FEMA would work to find a family member or sponsor to place children with until their immigration case could be processed. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte says the situation on the border continues to be made worse by the Biden administration's policies. He tells Fox News the administration is taking away the tools that Border Patrol agents need to do their jobs.
When I was down on the southern border in 2019, I spent time talking to those border agents, the ones that are trying to defend the security of this country. And they were very clear. They said, listen, we can do our job if we have the right tools. I'm very concerned that with these reckless policies, open border policies of the Biden administration, we're taking away the tools that the border agents need to secure our border and to protect our communities.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live? Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You ready to start learning about cryptocurrency? Well, you ought to be. Bitcoin just hit another record high today.
It was 61,000 when I came to the studio today. So
the previous record high was 58,000 set, I don't know, a week ago or something. A
couple weeks.
And now it's 61,724, according to my little Bitcoin ticker widget here. So maybe it's time you start learning about this. You can do that. Just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and that'll take you to some introductory videos. There's a series of them. But if you only have time for one, just watch the first one. It's like 3 minutes long. It'll give you some basic concepts because there is a bit of a learning curve here. There's some new ideas. Decentralized currency is a new concept for us, for people generally. It's been around for about 12 years at this point, so we're still early. This is still, you know, even though it's $60,000, sounds like a lot of money. You don't want to be, you know, 10 years from now looking back and saying, boy, remember when it was only $60,000?
That's me now.
That's what's going to happen. So, but you've got a little bit of crypto now. So
I do. I've been gifted some crypto by some friends, and it climbs all the time.
Nice.
It's ridiculous, man.
I mean, it may not always climb. It could go down tomorrow, but you know the U.S. dollar is going to go down. That much you're certain of.
Guaranteed.
They're printing out another $1.9 trillion as we speak.
It's true.
So that's guaranteed to lose value. Cryptocurrency could go up, could go down. Over time, it has tended upwards. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. They've also got a great news site. You can go there at news.bitcoin.com. We go to Wolfgang, also calling us from Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Wolfgang.
Yes.
Love it.
Hi, I just wanted to clarify about the protests in Las Vegas. When I first gathered for these a couple of months ago, and I wasn't familiar with this whole mode of protest, but it's really... And I was a little bit concerned, as yourself, like, are we in people's faces? Are we trespassing, doing things people don't want?
Right.
But after I did it, it's really good. First of all, there's a woman she's got a bullhorn, but it's very low and we don't get in anybody's faces. We snaked around the stores clockwise or counterclockwise. And, the people, we get as many good reactions as we get bad. Some people out in the parking lot, and on our way out, took their diapers off and threw them on the ground and stomped on them when they saw what we were doing. So it encourages a lot of people in the stores and out that there's people who are concerned about what's going on. And we're not in anybody's faces or blasting or anything like that. It's not overly loud. She's got the thing turned very low. We just say we're concerned about your health. Masks are killing you. We have leaflets that with information about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
So,
like I said, it's not my style, but everybody's got their own thing, and whatever it is, it floats your boat, man. I mean, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying it ain't right for me.
I mean, the question I was asked with any of this, is it effective? Are you having an impact on other people?
He's saying he is.
Like I said, people were taking their masks off and stomping on them in the parking lot when they saw us doing
it. I love it.
Hope they picked them up after.
Yeah, it's so sick seeing those things all over the damn place.
Kills me.
Littering them everywhere.
Yeah, I think they did.
It's gross.
I think they cleaned it up. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Wolfgang, for calling tonight.
I saw a headline about the masks are gathering on the coral reefs now.
Yeah, but they are.
So many people are just chucking them wherever.
Yeah, are we surprised?
Nope. I'm not.
You're dirty.
You had mentioned earlier about you had predicted, you know, some things, and we've been talking about the whole, you know, masking, the vaccine, the coronavirus, the elaborate government shutdowns, and, you know, we've been saying a whole bunch of things ourselves. It's not surprising to me to see any of this at this point.
I appreciate people taking action. You know, even if I don't agree with exactly how it's put together, I do appreciate people doing something rather than nothing. Yeah.
I hope the only
way you find out what works is by getting out there and trying it out.
Yeah, I hope they're effective at changing hearts and minds.
Stefan, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing that I like to repeat to people is that we don't always have to agree on everything. You don't have to agree on means or methods, but if we agree, if under the umbrella of freedom and liberty, then we can come together under that and we can work through the rest of the stuff together as we go.
Let's go to Stefan in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Stefan.
I was going to comment on the recent Reuters poll. I think it's a little disingenuous to refer to some of these things as COVID-19 passports. Now, if there were some sort of a mandate by the state, that would make it so you had to prove...
Just to clarify, Stefan, you're referring to the poll that found that, was it 62%, I think, or
62%.
So, of Americans that want people to have a vaccine passport in order to fly on airplanes.
I don't think if it was implemented in a certain way, it would be inherently anti-libertarian. I don't think it would be wrong for... No, it would not be inherently anti-libertarian because the airlines are responsible for their own rules and restrictions. And if you don't want to follow them, you're not entitled to fly in their airline. So I actually don't think it's a problem for airlines to say you...
are basically an oligopoly that is promoted by the government because the government keeps people out of that business. If you want to run an airline, you've got to get governmental approval, which means it's a closed system. You can't get in and compete, so it's not a free market.
It won't allow me to go out and start kick-ass airlines tomorrow.
Nope.
With no requirements at all. So
not to mention
stopping you from getting your pilot certification and flying your own plane.
Actually, there are all kinds of restrictions on that.
It's very easy to shove these restrictions down people's throats when you don't have to worry about your business being impacted because you're being funded by the government.
I know a pilot. We actually know a guy. He comes to the nightcaps regularly here, who is a pilot. I won't name his name, but he's also a state representative here. He's one of the Liberty reps here in New Hampshire, and he's a pilot. He's got his license, but he cannot fly commercially. Because that's a whole other ball of government regulation wax in that particular case. If they find out that he takes money for a ride, then he could lose his license and possibly be facing some sort of, I don't know if it's a criminal penalty or a civil or whatever, but some sort of a punishment for breaking the rules of flying commercially. So, no, it's not just something you can just get a license and then start taking people places for money. It doesn't work like that.
Can't start a commercial airline, but you can fly yourself. But what I'm saying is, at this moment in time, with the society we live in now, you are not entitled to fly on an airline. Spirit doesn't have to say you can come onto our plane and you can do whatever you want.
Sure.
You have rules and restrictions to follow.
But they're also not free to choose anything else. Spirit's not free to make a choice otherwise, because if they want to come to the government-run airports, they've got to follow the government-mandated rules.
Can they discriminate against people by their skin color or by their nationality
sexuality?
You
know, I was going to say this earlier. That's a completely facetious argument, and you know it.
How so?
Comparing COVID restrictions to your race, which you were born with and you cannot change, and trying to act like because you just don't want to wear a mask because you're an entitled baby.
I was born wanting to breathe.
Thinking you have gone through
the
same
thing
exact,
I did when
the
I got
that
out.
You go through the same exact
discrimination is discrimination,
that you're
going
bro. The exact same discrimination as somebody that has a different color skin. People that were held as slaves to think that you are even being treated remotely the same way they are.
Discrimination is discrimination.
The fact that voluntarists are entitled babies.
Well, the sad thing is seeing people like you, Stefan, who at one time were actually supposedly voluntarists.
I grew up, Ian.
Oh, you grew up. Oh, isn't that sweet? So now you're
we
a statist.
We live in a society, Ian.
A society
you can't
of
avoid
what?
It.
A society of cowards?
Yeah, I didn't agree to your society, and you're not going to shove it down my throat.
Well, you're born in it anyway. You can leave.
No, actually, I can't.
We can't leave society.
I've actually
sure you can.
I can't physically leave without asking governmental permission to do so, number one. Number two,
the government
I don't consent
won't care.
To your society. I wasn't born into it. They never asked me for my consent. And I joined my own society called the Shire Society. It is a voluntary society of people who wish to be left alone and people who are willing to leave others alone, which does not include you at this point, which is sad, but that's the way it is. Thanks for the call tonight.
See ya.
This is what happens to, really, it's a shame to see libertarians schisming on this particular issue, but he's just one of a myriad of people who should know better than to believe the government. But because as soon as the government has themselves a doctor who's got a lab coat on, now all of a sudden they should be believed. Now all of a sudden they should be trusted. And it's sad.
The experiment requires you to proceed.
Yeah. Was that Skinner? Which study was that?
The experiment requires you to proceed.
That's the obedience study. Was it Skinner?
Pavlov?
No.
Oh, come
Stanford.
On.
Prison experiment? No, that was a prison experiment. Whose was that? We're coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, Free Talk Live, and the phones are here for you. If you want to join us in these remaining moments,
come on!
We got time for you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features, and they're waiting for you over at freetalklive.com. Coming up this summer, which is now roughly 3 months away, you can join us in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, the largest campground in New Hampshire, for ForkFest 2021. It is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which on its own is a fine festival. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival spawned ForkFest because some people wanted less control. Some people wanted less organization, no central authority, no ticket prices. Just get your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room. It's all available at Rogers Campground. And get it now because you want to lock this thing in. I'm not going to tell you the thing's going to sell out. I don't think that's going to happen. But you want to have a good choice of your spot, where you're going to be in relation to other people.
Not all campsites are created equal.
That's true. So get on over to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. The dates will be June 28th through July 4th. Now, of course, there's no official dates for ForkFest, so you can start and end whenever you want. Those are just the dates we're promoting. Some people are saying it starts a week prior to that, so you decide. We're going to definitely be there June 28th through July 4th, and it's a decentralized camping festival, meaning that you decide what to do. So, Captain, you mentioned earlier you've got a band. You guys are going to play some rock music. You did it last year, so I believe you're going to do it again.
I put a bunch of money into new gear, so I hope we can pull it off. Yeah.
So that's going to happen. I know there was a poker table last year that was going, I think, every single night in one of the party tents.
Nice.
The boys from AnyPay, Derek J. and Steven, they're going to have a party dome set up that's actually going to be rentable this time. So it used to be just they were doing their thing in there. Now, if you want to rent the party dome, you can do that. You can have a presentation in there. They're going to have,
are they still doing Space Disco?
Space Disco's coming back. Yeah, for sure. Which folks who attended the quarantine know how a quality event Space Disco is.
It was rocking.
Yeah, so they're going to throw one of those in the woods at this campground. So you don't want to miss out on this. Go to ForkFest.party June 28th through July 4th. Unless you're a coward and you don't want to be around other human beings, if you're afraid of people without being people not being in masks, you need to stay away from this event. You'll be very frightened. It'll be very scary for you. But for the rest of us, it's going to be a great time. So come on up and join us. ForkFest.party. We go to Sir Kenosha Kyle. He's calling us on our Matrix chat server.
Like the name.
So let's talk real science. And I don't mean Gavin Newsom science, baby. I mean actual science coming from the CDC, specifically a very recently released abstract or a study, if you will, where they found out that the majority of people were wearing masks and that they're wearing them correctly and that they're wearing N95 type masks. Actually, like about 96% are wearing them, and that many are wearing the N95s. And they found that on average, it reduced transmission by 1.7% of the coronavirus.
I read
at the lowest rate, 0.5%, at the highest 1.9%.
Was this the news you had, Captain, for tonight?
No, no, this was a bit different. U.S. health officials have warned of a false positives with a widely used lab test for COVID-19. Which, if this sounds familiar, it's everybody has been talking about how inaccurate the PCR tests are.
Yep.
But this is actually a different test. This is the COVID test made by Roche.
So also inaccurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Weird. So, okay, so there you go. You just gave a bunch of evidence to Stefan. Now they can tout their 0.5% and say, see, it reduces it 0.5%. Everyone should wear masks.
You could save 0.5% of grandma, bro.
Which the CDC actually in that study says it's a negligible amount and wouldn't really reduce any deaths. Mm-hmm. But then they follow that up to say it still could potentially reduce deaths and exposure.
Right, we couldn't find any evidence.
Yeah.
But
right. Everything that I've read, either from the CDC or from other scientific papers or scientific journals and all that kind of stuff, it all says could. It doesn't say
could,
does.
Yes.
It never says does.
No.
It never says the masks do decrease the transmission rate by this much. It never says does.
Right, so
it
it's a belief.
Could.
It's a belief system. It's faith.
Right. Faith. Fauci faith. You have to have faith in the Fauci.
Gross.
And that's ironic because even Fauci said that the PCR tests, when you do them above a certain level, which we know they're doing above 35 or whatever it is, that they are basically completely inaccurate.
Yeah, the creator of the PCR test said that himself. So
he did. Yeah, he did say that, too. And Fauci said, yep, that's right. We can't be doing them this high. And yet. We haven't heard anything about that again recently.
Well, no, they did lower the recommended revolutions for the PCR test shortly after Biden was elected.
Oh, did they also, kind of like they also changed the definition for herd immunity on the WHO's website, where they used to say exposure to a virus to a certain amount will create a herd immunity in society, and now it says exposure to a vaccine of that virus, not actual exposure to the virus.
Right.
Wow. It's crazy.
Changing the definitions to fit the narrative.
It was weird. It's like somebody wrote a book about that. I don't... What was that? Oh, 1984 by George Orwell.
We've mentioned them both tonight. It's a rare night when we get to mention both Huxley and Orwell in the same broadcast. That's pretty sweet.
Unfortunately,
little,
we're living it.
It's a little scary at the same time.
Oh, yeah, and the obedience study, we didn't say it on the air. It was Milgram.
Stanley Milgram, the Milgram experiments, yes. So. The experiment requires you to proceed.
Okay, Mr. Labcoat, I'll do whatever you say. Apparently, say all the half the libertarians. I don't know if it's all of them, but it seems like a significant portion. It's sad stuff.
Well, now you don't even need a lab coat and a clipboard. You just need to be wearing a mask and trust Fauci.
Well, and that's what this is about. It's about belief. It's about faith. And remember, I don't know if you remember this, but during the 2020 election, Biden and some of the other Democrats actually had as their campaign slogan on their Twitters, like in the little graphic that you have at the top of the Twitter user profile, it said, keep the faith.
Keep the faith, yep.
Because government is a religion.
It's true.
Yes, it is.
It is the belief in this thing that is supernatural, that is bigger than humans. It's the state. This thing doesn't actually exist except in the minds of the people who believe in it. And this whole COVID thing is all about faith. It's all about belief. It's all about showing your faith, which is what the double masking thing is all about. You know, we actually saw a double masker today. this lunatic that was threatening you.
Threatening
to kill me, yep. Sorry, I was going to say, in one scene in the store, Joah, you see when he puts on the other mask. He didn't have it on initially. He puts the mask on while talking to a mask-free person in the store, while threatening the mask-free person.
That is a true believer.
Bigger picture-wise, it is the belief that some folks are exempt from ethics and morality because a majority of people elected them to be so.
Well, don't forget, they wear the mask to protect us while also wishing we get COVID and die and also give it to our family and kill them as well.
That's
but they care.
What they think.
They care. We don't care.
Yep. Thank you, Sir Kenosha Kyle. I do appreciate hearing from you. And you can call in. Sounded great, by the way, through that Matrix server. You can join it over at chat.freetalklive.com.
I was like, is that guy behind me? Where is he?
Yeah, right?
So, my brain.
Wow. It's crazy out there, folks.
Crazy.
It's crazy. What can you do about it? Well, you can find a local group that's willing to actually stand up, because it's a lot easier to stand together against this insanity. Of course, there's the Freedom Cells. FreedomCells.org, I believe, is their site. There's also
the White Rose.
The White Rose. Join the White Rose. Go to t.me/jointhewhiterose. All is one word. That's a URL for a website, but it'll take you over, and it'll help you launch into the Telegram app to join that channel. I think that what White Rose is doing is some of the most important activism out there, because it's something you can do alone. Because a lot of these people, a lot of people like us out there, they don't have a group.
Right.
They can't connect with somebody who's not a crazy mask person and, you know, full of fear. So if you feel like you're alone out there, you can load up with these White Rose stickers.
Be a sticker pimp.
And go out there and hit the streets and go and leave these stickers. Pick the ones you like. There's a bunch of them. Some of them you might not like. Some of them you might love. Mm-hmm. Take the ones that are your favorites and put them up in places where you feel comfortable putting them up, and get the word out to people. It's a way that you can reach out without anybody having to know who you are. And it helps connect with other people who are like you and let them know, hey, you're not the only one.
We suggest public property, too. You know, we don't advocate for you stickering private businesses. If it's a business that you know might not mind it, then, you know, do your thing, whatever. Also, it helps to stick them to glass. They're a little more easy to remove that way.
Those are good tips, and I appreciate that that you also agree with me on that, because it makes me a little uncomfortable when I see people putting them on private property. I can understand the argument for, like, banks,
yep,
you know, where they're basically the government.
Yep.
You know, there's the difference between the government and the banks, real subtle. But, yeah, if it's private property, I'd say generally stay away with that. But there's plenty of public property, plenty of street poles and, you know, street signs.
Meters.
And, of course, the age-old, use your voice. Start talking to people, telling people how you feel and why you feel that way.
And if you love liberty, get up to New Hampshire and come join us. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com, Savage Truth 603 on YouTube.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Lord Kickass Duck.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.